What's up, guys? How are you? Welcome into a Sunday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Peralta. How are you? We are here on bettingpros.com, wherever you get your audio podcasts, and always on YouTube with our offer, $10 to win $150 on any event using that promo code JUICE150 at BetMGM, betmgm.com. All right, so we are currently sitting with a 1-2 mark. Nonito's got a box here. It's getting late. It's already 10 o'clock on the West Coast, so I got to get this thing wrapped and put out, and then we'll talk about it tomorrow. But if Nonito wins, he's a plus 360 favorite, so heavy favorite. As long as he wins the fight, knockout, money line, whatever, he wins the fight. If that happens, it's a winning day because we will hit both combat sports parlays. We get the over 1.5 on both events in the for UFC 269, both the Charles Oliveira and Dustin Poirier fight that goes over into the third round, I believe, right? And then we got into the late into the second round for the Juliana Pena fight against Amanda Nunes. Pena pulls off a monster upset over the Lioness. It was trending that way. It really was. You could see a loss coming. I mean, she got to the point where she got to the Ronda Rousey, and she got to the, you know, just that pinnacle where everything was going right and everything was perfect. And she got married, had a child. Everything kind of was too lined up perfectly that Amanda Nunes was due. And, well, huge win for Juliana Pena. And then Charles Oliveira continues to be just the most dangerous man in that division. Standing rear naked choke. Hello against Dustin Poirier. But we cash a plus 160 parlay on that, which is gorgeous because the Creighton Blue Jays got you know, hit everything. They were red hot against BYU. I faded them. I took BYU minus 5.5. That, no, Jays won by what, like 12? Crushed BYU. And then the Army Navy game was just a bummer, man. That I liked that bet a lot. We got the over right, teasing it down to 28.5 and taking the over, but Army cannot get that late go ahead touchdown to win the game, and they lose it by 4 to Navy. So the better play would have been to tease Navy up from 7 to 13, and then that parlay hit. Some of you guys did it that way, and that's a nice job out of you. So I started 0-2, but if I get Nonito to win, because we combine that with the over for the Lomachenko fight against Richard Comey, and man, that seventh round, we got lucky. There's no other way around that. We got lucky that they allowed that fight to go into the eighth and then ultimately go in the distance, I believe. I stopped watching it after the 11th round because it was just not an easy win for Loma. But boy, Loma wanted to stop it. He told the Comey corner to stop it, and they're like, no, keep going. So we got lucky there on that one. So as long as Nonito comes through with the victory, we will have a winning day here today heading into Sunday on a Saturday. So 2-2, but up with a plus 160 and a plus 140 parlay. So that's great. Good night on combat sports. I love combat sports, love betting on combat sports. It's been pretty profitable for us here on the Daily Juice. Okay, so here's where we're at. I'm already in on Tampa Bay minus 3 today. You guys know that for one unit. I've got two more units I'm going to put in play here on the podcast. Tomorrow on the live stream with Dan Harris, we will be on the air 8 o'clock in the morning, Pacific time, 11 a.m. Eastern. We will get into the Wong teaser, which is 8-4 on the year. So we'll have the Wong teaser tomorrow. That will be another full unit. And then we'll have four player props going. That will be another full unit. So we'll have four full units going today like normal on a typical Sunday. Okay, so first play is Tampa minus 3. A lot of people like the Bills minus 3.5. Don't care. Going with Tampa, going to ride with the public in a way, but I like the Bucs here. I like Brady to carve up that defense. And yeah, I know it's a bounce back spot, but I just don't like this Bills team. I'm just not there. Okay. I think they're overrated. I do. Okay. So maybe they go and lay up the field and put up a bunch of points. I think the over could be in play, but I'm not betting totals like I've said before, but I'm laying the 3 points with Tampa at home. Tampa minus 3. Okay. Speaking of home teams, let's talk about the Cleveland Browns up against the Baltimore Ravens. Number opened up at 2.5. It's now 3 even money. Okay. Look, here we go with the Browns. They're off a bye. They are desperate for victories here. They needed the bye week so badly. Everybody was so banged up. Baker Mayfield, so many guys who were banged up here. This is going to be a healthier, not healthy, but a healthier version of the Cleveland Browns. And boy, when you got a Cleveland team back against the wall, Kevin Stefanski coming off a bye week, this is a game. It's not like a questionable must win. This is an absolute must win game here for the Cleveland Browns. And I'm just not a huge fan of the Baltimore Ravens. I mean, their defense is just not what it's been. Their defense has been much better in other seasons. And you can throw on these guys. You can move the ball on these guys. Baltimore is 5-7 against the number. So is Cleveland 5-7. They're 2-4 at home, which is not good. 2-4 on the road for Baltimore against the spread, though, equally not good. You've got these two teams played each other in Baltimore before the bye, and the Ravens won the game by 6. Okay. Now we're flipping around. We're playing again. They got a chance to correct their mistakes. It's tough to beat a team twice in a 3-week period. So I just think the Browns are the side here. I think at -3, I think they're the side. You could see some Ravens money come back in. I know there's pros who like the Ravens here to go on the road, but I'm going to take the dog pound. I'm going to take the fact that Baltimore's given up over 20 points per game, which is very un-Baltimore-like. And I'm going to take this rushing offense for Cleveland, hopefully be healthy with their offensive line coming off the bye. Number 2, 5.1 yards per carry. Number 3 with 147 yards per game. Tough to run on Baltimore. Number 1 running defense. I totally understand that, but hopefully that means Baker can do play action and find some guys down the field. The worst pass defense in the NFL, the Baltimore Ravens, 272 yards per game, giving up the 30th worst defense with yards per pass play, 7.5. They get thrown on. They don't get sacks all that great. They don't get interceptions all that great. Could be a big game for the props for Baker Mayfield. You may want to look at Baker props today here against Baltimore. Chance to put up some big numbers. I'm going to lay it at 3 points. Baltimore Ravens -3. I've got a teaser for you guys here, a personal teaser. This entire card, in my opinion, is just screaming teasers. There are so many totals that are low, like 41, 42, 43. The long teaser, some weeks we don't have many options. We're going to have so many options for what's going to qualify for the long teasers, but I'm going to talk about Kansas City and the Raiders, and then I want to talk about the other leg of that being the Cincinnati Bengals. Bengals are +2 at home against San Francisco, and the Chiefs are laying 10 at home against the Raiders. Let's start with the Chiefs and the Raiders. This number's 10. I'm going to pull this down to 4, okay? I don't think the Raiders are going to be in this game. I think the Raiders are going to get crushed here. I think the Chiefs are starting to play much better defensively. It's starting to become a thing with KC's defense, and I think they're going to have an opportunity to win this game. They very well may cover this 14 and win this game by 14 points. I don't think the Raiders are going to have enough offense. Waller's still banged up. They've not replaced Henry Ruggs because they can't. Their offensive line's not great. Their running game is okay. Derek Carr is kind of left out there to dry because he can't do very much. I just think it's a tough spot for the Raiders on the road at Arrowhead in December without a lot of offense. And the Raiders defense has been playing better, and people like the under in this game, mostly because the Raiders can't score, and maybe the Chiefs offense is not what it once was, and maybe the Raiders keep it close. I don't mind to play on the under here at all, but I'm just not getting involved in totals. I just think KC, you pull it down to 4, KC -4 for the first leg of this. And then the second leg, a lot of people are on San Francisco here against the Bengals. San Fran's got big problems with injuries. They've got major issues in their secondary. And I think this is a great game for Joe Burrow and company to go and throw the football at home and to bounce back after a couple, really lackluster and bad performances. I know people have been kind of looking at Cincinnati and they've been like, this team just, it's kind of reeling a little bit. They've won 7 games. They've kind of overachieved. They lost by 19 points at home in their last game. But that was coming off of the huge win of the Pittsburgh Steelers, right? So they blow out Pittsburgh by 31 points. They're feeling all good about themselves. Chargers backs against the wall, and then bang, right? So you got a San Fran team that goes to Seattle as 3-point favorites, and they lose the game by 7. Now, because Seattle ran the ball on them. But I think Joe Mixon can run the ball here. I think Cincinnati can run the ball here. Since he's only 2-4 against the spread at home, San Fran's 3-3. But there are some real significant injury problems for San Francisco here going into this game for guys who are in. Dante Johnson is not going to be playing. He's out for a personal matter. So he's out. Emmanuel Mosley is out for this game. He's on IR. So you've got two of their best cornerbacks who are out of this game. You've got, Deebo Samuel's probable for this game. He's probably going to play, but I just think Fred Warner's probable with a hamstring. These are one of these games where I just think you've got Jimmy Garoppolo potentially makes mistakes. Jimmy Garoppolo potentially throws picks here against the Cincy's defense, bouncing back after a horrible performance last week. I got 2 points. I'm teasing it to 8. Cincinnati plus 8 at home against San Francisco. Two leg teaser. Cincinnati plus 8. Kansas City minus 4. Minus 120 for one unit. Okay, so those are my two plays, along with Tampa Bay minus 3 at home against the Buffalo Bills. We'll have the Wong teaser coming up here for the live stream that I'll give you guys with Dan Harris, and then 4 player props at a quarter unit each, all coming up here for that. So that would be, that's 5 units. We'll have 5 units in play. So that's typical. 5 units in play, not 4. 5 units in play. Okay, so the plays here, we are laying the 3 with the ball with the Browns at home, minus 3, and we're teasing Chiefs down to 10, down from 10 to 4, and the Bengals from plus 2 up to plus 8 here for a two-leg teaser, 6-point teaser at minus 120. I'll talk to you for the live stream coming up with Dan Harris this morning here on a Sunday for week 14 of the NFL. My name is Matt Peralta. You guys can follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt. Each and every morning, it's the Daily Juice Podcast, always being brought to you by BetMGM.